And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And we welcome back to South Florida and South Florida Arts Beat, Ms. Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Welcome home, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Ed. Great as always to have the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
And you're going to tell us all about what's going on in Miami-Dade County.
No doubt, chock full again. The summer is just as hot and active as any other time of year here, so I'm going to start right away. If it's the third Friday of the month, you know it's going to be Big Night in Little Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone who hasn't checked out these great free festivals over at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center, you're really missing out. Tonight's show features Shlu Shlu Miami All-Stars. This is the beloved classical dance music of Haiti, Compa. And they are among the longest-running groups in the history of Compa, marking now nearly 50 years as a band. And it's also actually a double bill featuring Ayabombe, which is an 8-member Racine Haitian music group. Racine, of course, is roots music of Haiti, roots music and dance. Between sets, DJ Mac is going to be spinning, and in the gallery, there's a great show, the Guantanamo Memory Project. And again, this is at the Little Haiti Cultural Center, Big Night in Little Haiti. Free, you got to get out and go because this is one of the best, most fun nights of every month. So check it out. Also, tomorrow at the Deering Estate, this is in Cutler Bay, featuring its free Play Day, P-L-A-Y Day, which stands for Preservation, Learning, Adventure, and Year-Round. And they're offering free admission all day long from 10 to 4 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. And the activities throughout the day are going to include historic house tours, an echo art workshop in the Carriage House classroom, rain barrel and water conservation workshops, tropical fruit displays and sales, and just a wonderful educational and fun day for the whole family. And that's all day tomorrow, Saturday the 16th, at the Deering Estate at Cutler. Here we are again for now the 18th annual Brazilian Film Festival of Miami. There are going to be screenings throughout town at Miami Beach Cinematheque, the Colony Theater in Miami Beach, and other screens throughout town. This is really an extraordinary festival of the best of Brazilian film. And that's running tomorrow, August 16th, for the following week through August 24th. Also tomorrow and Sunday at the Olympia Theater, that's the Gusman Center downtown, Miami Lyric Opera is presenting La Boheme, Giacomo Puccini's brilliant four-act opera. That is, of course, part of the standard Italian repertory and one of the most frequently performed operas worldwide. And that's being performed Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Olympia Theater, Gusman Center, downtown Miami. A couple of closings, so if you haven't had the opportunity to check these out, your time is short. And that includes the production of The Whale on stage at Gable Stage. It's closing on Sunday the 17th, so be sure to check out this award-winning Off-Broadway play. Really phenomenal, much celebrated, highly awarded Off-Broadway play worth checking out at Gable Stage, but get there by Sunday. It's also closing weekend of Midlife 2, The Crisis Continues. This is on stage at Actors Playhouse at the Miracle Theater, and that's closing this Sunday the 17th. It is also the final weekend at the Perez Art Museum Miami, PAM, of the Caribbean Crossroads of the World exhibition. This features over 400 objects examining the exchange of people, goods, ideas, and information between the Caribbean Basin, Europe, and North America. The artists featured and the work featured includes works by Gauguin, by Winslow Homer, by Wilfredo Lam, Armando Reverón, and works by contemporary artists as well, including Alora and Calzadilla, Janine Anthony, José Bedia, Edouard Duval Carrier, and Nari Ward, among many, many others. And is being presented at PAM through Sunday, August 17th. This is a really exciting local boy coming back home to share his riches of talent with us, and that's at the Jewish Museum of Florida, FIU. They're presenting their mixer at the museum on Thursday, August 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. The brilliant filmmaker and documentarian Billy Corbin, some may recognize as the director of such films as Cocaine Cowboys and The U, and he'll be showing clips from some of his films, talking about the documentary process, his career, and his upcoming future projects. And this is free and open to the public at the Jewish Museum of Florida, FIU, next Thursday. RSVPs are required because space is limited, but how great to have an up-close and personal with Billy Corbin, so go check that out.
Sure.
Next Friday, it's Hot Nights Cool Jazz at the Bass Museum of Art on Miami Beach. This is their summer series celebrating some of the best local jazz, and it's a great locals destination for culture, conversation, and music. And that's from 7 to 9 p.m. Next Friday's concert features Fernando Ubarri Quartet, and that's at the Bass Museum of Art on Miami Beach. While we're in jazz, because I know you love that, Ed, and I do too. But the Sunshine Jazz Organization is presenting the Nicole Yarling Quartet next Sunday, August 24th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Miami Shores Country Club. This is a wonderful and, again, brilliant local artist who's just made a name for herself across the world, the Nicole Yarling Quartet at Miami Shores Country Club. That's next Sunday, August 24th. And finally, History Miami is presenting a phenomenal exhibition right now, American Sabor, Latinos in U.S. Popular Music, which examines the profound influence of Latino musicians on traditional genres of music in the U.S., including jazz, R&B, rock and roll, and hip-hop. This traveling exhibition from the Smithsonian presents the musical contributions of U.S. Latinos from the 1940s to the present on view at History Miami. That's right here in downtown Miami at 101 West Flagler Street. And that should give people a couple of things to get out and enjoy.
I'm exhausted. Where can we find out more information about these and other events?
Please always check out our website, miamidadearts.org. That's all one word, miamidadearts.org.
Deborah Margol always has great information for your consideration. She's the Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Deborah, thank you so much. Great weekend.
Thanks so much, Ed, and go get out there and enjoy.
Yes, indeed. And finally, here's to Henry Stone, who together with his very creative artists gave the world decades of great pop music and led the way in creating a definitive Southern soul sound that later became known as the Miami Sound. He was among the last of a passing breed of do-it-yourself music industry legends who changed the musical marketplace forever. Be on the lookout for a documentary about Henry Stone, tentatively titled The Record Man, that is set for release in early 2015. This much-anticipated film will cast the work of Henry Stone in the gold of legend. We hope to see it in the schedule of the Miami International Film Festival next year. It's being produced and directed by Broward County's renowned filmmaker Mark Moorman, the producer and director of the insightful documentary about yet another American music industry icon, Tom Dowd, and the language of music. Nanu Nanu, Henry. Big thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, our contributors, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margol. This wraps up South Florida Arts Beat. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Have yourself a great weekend.